Well, we've been in touch with the human rights organizations in the CAR, and obviously we're all very concerned. Of course, Omar al-Bashir is subject to 2 arrest warrants by the ICC for atrocities committed in Darfur. And as a state party to the ICC, the Central African Republic has an obligation to help the ICC in the execution of the arrest warrants. The Central African Republic in particular is a country that has called for ICC intervention and is benefiting from the ICC's investigation into atrocities committed in CAR in 2002-2003. So it's particularly disappointing that if the CAR would ignore the arrest warrant against Bashir.
But Reid, this is Central African Republic's 50th independence anniversary celebration, and some analysts are saying that since it's a golden jubilee, so the ICC arrest warrant could be, you know, put on hold for a couple of hours. You beg to differ on that?
Well, of course, we're very pleased that the Central African Republic is celebrating its anniversary, but you know, states should make it clear that alleged war criminals are not welcome on their territory. This is a question of one of the worst crimes of our generation, the crimes in Darfur. The ICC is seeking Omar al-Bashir's arrest. I don't think it does CAR. I think, in fact, it overshadows the importance for the Central African Republic of their ceremonies. It will certainly take away all of the other news. The news of the day will be that Omar al-Bashir, who is wanted by the international community for war crimes in Darfur, has waltzed in and out of Central African Republic. And I think it's sad. It's sad for international justice. It's also sad for the CAR, which, as I said, called on the ICC to investigate crimes there. And there is the trial of former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba, which is going on right now in The Hague for atrocities committed in the CAR.
But Reid, isn't the Central African Republic in a dilemma here? Because on the one hand, it wants the ICC to investigate crimes committed in its territory. On the other hand, it's part of the African Union that is sharply against the ICC, telling its members not to cooperate with the ICC, among other things, and then being a neighbor to Sudan. This is pretty difficult for the Central African Republic, don't you see it?
Well, I certainly understand the situation they are in. But, you know, there are a number of ICC African countries like South Africa and Botswana and others who have made it very clear that their legal obligations to the ICC come first, and that while Africa has, you know, many misgivings about the trends that in international justice, that those shouldn't override the overwhelming importance of enforcing arrest warrants against those most wanted for the worst crimes of our generation. And it is to Africa's benefit that the ICC is in Africa. Victims groups, civil society groups, Bishop Tutu, voices all over Africa have made the point that it's good for Africa that when its own judiciaries cannot do so, as in the case of the Central African Republic, for instance, the International Criminal Court will step in and help the victims achieve justice.
How are you cooperating with the human rights groups in Central African Republic to put pressure on Bangui about President Bashir's visit?
Well, it's the groups in Bangui that have taken the lead. The Central African Coalition for the ICC, the Association of Female Magistrates of the CAR, the different human rights groups there that we've been working with for a very long time, are the ones who are the loudest, the Movement for the Defense of Human Rights and Humanitarian Action. These are the groups whose voices need to be heard and who are pressing the Central African government and have been not to move forward with the invitation to al-Bashir.